A long time ago, our brother Jesus was teaching out in a field on the side of a hill outside of a lake. And there were many, many, many people there. And they were far, far away from the town. And he said to his friends who were there with him, he said, "What food do we have to offer them?" And they came to him and said, "Jesus, we got 5 loaves of bread and 2 baked fish, and that's it. We don't have enough for us." And Jesus said to them, "It is enough." And he sat down on the grass and he had them sit down in groups. And he broke the bread and he broke the fish and he gave thanks to the Lord. And he said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this food we offer you." And then they passed it all out and everybody took what they needed. And they were amazed, because so many had been fed off of so little. And Jesus did that because he wanted to feed the people, sure. He also did it because he had promised, God had promised that one day he would bring back the bread from heaven. When the people were leaving Egypt in the desert, every day when the sun rose, there would be dew on the ground. Don't do this tomorrow, okay? Because you're going to be wearing your nice clothes for school. But right when you get up, right early, early, early in the morning, if you run outside, all the grass is covered in water. We call that dew. And the ancient Israelites, they were in the desert, and when the dew went away, there would be food on the ground. And that lasted the entire 40 years they went through the desert, from Egypt until Israel. And the day they walked into the Holy Land, they walked into Israel, and they ate the fruit of the ground the first time. You know, they walked up to a fig tree, took a fig and ate it. The manna stopped. And God had promised that one day he would bring that back. And all of a sudden, Jesus, this great prophet, this great teacher, does a miracle with bread. And they think, this is it. This is him. This is the one God promised. God wanted to be friends with us from the very beginning. From the day he made our first parents, God wanted to be friends with us. Because he made us like him. He made us able to receive him and to become one with him from the beginning. And then Jesus Christ was born. And in him, he really is one of us. But he is also really God. And he wanted to be friends with us. And he wanted to be friends with us in as many ways as possible. And so, when you were baptized, God became your Father. As much as your Father on earth, you became part of his family. And today you're going to take the next step. And God is going to become one with you when you, for the first time, take the Eucharist. And it really is God, and it really is our brother Jesus. And this is really, 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 really important. Because now the power of God is going to be in you. So that you could bring some of that love to everybody around you. And sometimes it'll be really easy. And sometimes it will not. Sometimes when it's easy, it's because you are allowing God to work through you. And sometimes when it's hard, you're being hard-headed. But that's okay. Not every day is as easy as the other. But today is a special day, because now God loves you so much that he sent his son to you. God loves you so much, he adopted you as his own. God loves you so much, he gave you the church, he gave you your mom and dad, he gave you your brothers and sisters, he gives you your friends and your classmates, your teachers, your mentors, me, Miss Rebecca, Miss Catherine, Miss Emily, and everybody else who's with you. God loves you so much that today he gives you himself. And it can change everything. Because now, today, God is going to be in you.